Welcome back to 770 CHQR and More Than Money. And Andrew, a great article that came out this week from a contributor to our show, Jason Heath. He was talking about why you need to understand risk and uncertainty when planning for retirement. And so that was a nice headline, caught my attention because of what we do on a regular basis on our practice. And I thought, you know, if we can get some more understanding about what it is to build a plan and all the risks that are involved in regards to not just having the plan, but how things change over time, we thought we would get some real good information. And we have our special guest on our show here, Bonnie Jean McDonald. She is the Director of Research for Financial Security at the Ryerson University. She's also an actuary, so she's got some knowledge. She's the grand poobah of all this stuff, I think.
Well, I don't know, grand poobah, but that's a pretty heavy comment for her. Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
But at the same token, financial planning isn't an art, it's a science.
Absolutely.
And or maybe it is an art if you look at it. But the problem with it is it's kind of static. It's one point in time. And if you're not following on a regular basis, Faisal, if you're not looking at it, if you're not matching with clients, then you're going to have issues because it's not going to be perfect.
It's not. So let's talk about all the details in regards to planning for your retirement. Bonnie Jean, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Faisal and Andrew.
Okay, so what is the way that financial planners conventionally build out a plan? I think we should start with what we do in our industry, Andrew, and then kind of go from there. So Bonnie Jean, how do planners basically build out a plan?
Right. So the kind of the most conventional way is that the planner will make some assumptions. Say you come to them at 65, you have some savings, and they'll say, well, we'll treat the future like you'll get a 4% return and you'll die at, for example, age 90. And this is in the sciences called what's called a deterministic projection. So you're kind of treating the future like it's set in stone. And these types of projections are actually really useful. Analysts use them all the time because they're really easy to calculate. They can be done quickly. They're a way to communicate information effectively and quickly and get buy-in. But the challenge is when you're treating uncertainty like it's fixed in stone, it can really run you into a bunch of problems. So just to give a really quick example, if somebody were to go to their planner at 65 and be told certain advice, making those assumptions, there's a number of problems. Number one, if the person actually lives beyond age 90, then clearly they've run out of money. The problem number two is that people who go to financial planners generally have money. So if we are making plans so that people actually will run out of money when they're 90, then those people would potentially even fall on the GIS system. They'll depend on, you know, more heavily on the healthcare system and the public subsidies. So that's not good for society. But the third most important reason why this approach to financial planning is really dangerous is that basically a deterministic projection has a 0% chance of actually happening. So we know statistically this future is not even possible. It's almost 0% because there's uncertainty with the future. So these are really all strong reasons why deterministic projections, treating the future like we know it, it's fine in terms of kind of understanding things a little better, but it's not a way to really set a financial plan.
So what do you suggest to all financial planners and those who are crunching their own numbers to do? How do they avoid this type of problem?
Right. So the challenge is it's not only that the numbers can be misleading. My biggest fear with these types of approaches is that it's also people are missing out on strategies, financial strategies, that can actually give them the income that they want, but also protect them from all the risks of retirement at the same time. So in this kind of approach, you know, having secure income that gets a 6% return looks the same as having non-secure income that gets a 6% return. So basically, to start thinking of strategies that also protect people from risk at the same time. So a really positive financial strategy that's getting, you know, more and more attention is the value of people who can afford it to delay their Canada pension plan.
Yeah.
Because to delay your Canada pension plan, you're protecting yourself against ever... if you were to live longer than you expect, it protects you against inflation risk. It protects you from financial market risk. So delaying your Canada pension plan is definitely it's really the cheapest and most secure way to get better financial security in retirement. Now, the other approach is basically to revisit these numbers often. So, you know, if you're making these calculations, but then suddenly financial markets go up or go down, then everything changes all of a sudden, or you're now more healthy or you've lived longer. So making the same calculations with a financial planner or on your own, you know, every 6 months, every year, then that will also help protect people against the fact that they're treating the future as if it's set in stone, when in fact there is this uncertainty.
With the way that markets are volatile, and because we're in a situation right now where we've seen markets drop, people are concerned about their future. One of the key comments, and Andrew, jump in on this one, is that what we're hearing is because of the drop in the last, let's call it month, 6 weeks or so, am I still able to make sure I can retire in the way that I want to? And so there needs to be some sort of assumptions, like you were saying, Bonnie Jean, about this, that the financial planner still has to put some assumptions into that software or that plan. So what do they do in that situation? If markets have taken a tumble, how do they handle those types of issues?
Right. So I think the good rule of thumb, the baseline that I've read about in my research, was that if people have income, enough secure income that's going to cover their basic needs, so the money's coming from their employer pension plan, from the CPP, from OAS, and potentially GIS, if that secure money is enough to cover your basic needs and also potentially the cost of whatever kind of quality of care that you would want when you're older, then you know, that's a good time to retire, because you know at even if there is financial risk or if inflation risk or whatever there may be, at least you have this baseline income to sustain whatever standard of living that you want. But as you said, if ever all of your money or a majority of your funds is going to be based on assets, so your investments, then those investments can clearly change. And if it's volatile, then that's a lot of risk. So for someone in that situation, definitely choosing to delay the Canada Pension Plan and using up some of their investments in the earlier part of their retirement is a very strategic choice. It's also a very cost-effective choice. The value of for somebody to actually get the same protection from the Canada Pension Plan, if they actually were to go to the private market, they'd almost pay twice as much. So it's a really good deal for people who actually want more security in their retirement.
You know, Andrew, this goes more and more into the fact of having two separate buckets, you know, making sure that your income bucket is secure and not subject to this kind of volatility when you're drawing on your savings, and then having a growth bucket for longer term view so you can actually see the difference. But if, like Bonnie Jean was saying, if you put all your eggs in one volatile metric, let's say dividend paying stocks, and although you're getting that dividend payment, there's a lot of volatility, you know, that you have to absorb. And so I think Bonnie Jean makes some good points there.
Well, I think, you know, when you think about these things, Faisal, one of the key metrics is separating that income bucket, but doing it at a different method of saying, okay, these are the assets that I've got that are going to continually pay me for the rest of my life. I know it's going to happen. And then, of course, then what's left over is sort of to supplement my income, no different than sort of saying, hey, here's my income bucket and this is what it looks like. And what's my income gap? What am I missing out on?
Yep.
And do I have the funds to sustain it at a decent rate?
Yeah. Bonnie Jean, we have to leave it here. I want to leave one note with you. When we tell our clients to delay Canadian pension plan and old age security, the looks we get is amazing. Like, you know, like it's like I stole their pet or their favorite, you know, toy or something like that. And it's amazing. So I'm thanking you for reconfirming what we've been analyzing and telling our clients. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Happy to do it. Thank you very much.
We've been joined by Bonnie Jean McDonald. She is the director of research for financial security at the Ryerson University. And she's also an actuary. And so, Andrew, we've got a seminar coming up. We'll be talking about these risks. We'll be talking about how you get your income and still have that growth. And that will be on Tuesday, December 4th, 7 p.m. at the Oak Ridge Co-op Wine, Spirits, and Beer. Now, you need to reserve your seats, so give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400, or go on our website to register at morethanmoneyradio.com. I believe we're almost full.
Yeah, we're getting close.
Yeah, we're getting close. So please register for that. And you know what? Coming up after the break, this is going to be a very interesting piece. We're going to have more conversation about, you know, you and I talking more about what's the risks out there. What are we experiencing when it comes to this kind of volatility and the fear that people have with their income when markets are volatile. You're going to love to hear that conversation next. You're listening to 770 CHQR and More Than Money.